بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, and my guest speaker for today's discussion is Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
That's right, Brother Karimi. For today's discussion, we want to continue the topic of Velayat al-Faqih. Now, one of the major questions is that, is this Velayat al-Faqih, I mean guardianship of a jurist, does it have any reference in the Holy Quran or Ahadith referring to that, okay, a jurist can be in charge of leading a Muslim land and a country?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned in the previous session, when it comes to the concept of the guardianship of the jurist, first of all, there is, in and of itself, this guardianship is accepted by all Shia scholars. There is no doubt about that. But regarding the fact that whether it also includes political guardianship and establishing an Islamic government and leading the country, it is a matter of disagreement among Shia scholars, but the majority of the Shia scholars in our time and maybe in the last one century, they believe in this. And of course, people need to search the books and papers written in this regard. But those scholars who believe in this, in our time, the most important one is Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, and after him, Ayatollah Khomeini. And as I mentioned, the majority of the Shia scholars in our time, they believe that the Velayat al-Faqih in its, what they call it, unconditional form, like in political issues, can be proved either through some rational argument or and from the verses of the Quran and the narrations. Some people bring both arguments. Some Shia scholars believe that we cannot prove by intellect only the verses and the narrations, and some scholars believe otherwise, that we cannot prove it by the verses of the Quran and the narrations, we can only prove it by the intellect. So when it comes to the arguments, there are some disagreements as well.
And the conditions for Wali al-Faqih are for sure mentioned.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly in Ahadith, as you said. Okay.
And so there are some verses in the Quran which do not talk specifically about Velayat al-Faqih, about following a jurist. They asked Muslims not to follow Tawgut, like an oppressive ruler. Like, for example, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلْ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. We have sent in every nation a messenger. And اَحْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاشْتَنِبُ التَّغُوتِ. To worship God and be away from Tawgut. And also in one narration, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. There are some trusts that you have and you need to give them back to their owners, one of them being leadership. And then we have some narrations in which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have talked about the scholars.
Yes.
Again, and in this case, we have some explicit narrations in which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have asked the Shia to follow these great scholars. some Nevrosians just admire these scholars, especially at the time of the major occultation. But some of them, which are mentioned in the books of Wilayat al-Faqih by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and others, they are referring to the concept of Wilayat al-Faqih in its political sense.
Is it only scholars or no, the narrators of ahadith?
We have both.
Both? Yeah. Okay.
For example, in one narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that Allahumma arham khulafai. Imam Halil Islam says that the Holy Prophet said three times, O Allah, have mercy, show mercy upon my successors. And he was asked about his successors. He was not referring to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. And the Holy Prophet said, "Alladina yatuna min ba'di, those who come after me, yarwuna hadithi wa sunnati, they narrate my narration, my tradition, fayu'allimuna hannas min ba'di, they teach the people after me." So this narration is admiring the scholars, the jurists, who, are well-versed in Islamic studies, especially hadith, and they teach the people. In one narration, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, لَأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْفُقَهَا حُسُونُ الْإِسْلَامِ كَحِسْنِ سُورِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Because the believing jurists are like the castles for the religion of Islam, like a castle for a city. Umar ibn Hamzah says that I told Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that two of our friends, meaning that two of the Shia, they had disputes regarding some issues, and they went to the judges of the time belonging to the maybe Umayyad or Abbasid dynasty. And is it permitted for them to do that? The Imam said that no. I mean, when you are referring to a jurist appointed by these people, it means that you have referred to a taghut, to an oppressive ruler.
That's right.
So what is the duty of these people? He asked. The Imam said, "Yanzur an minkum mimman qad rawa hadithana wa nazara fi halalina wa haramina wa arafa ahkamina." To choose a judge, these people need to those people who are a scholar. Those people who narrate the narrations, nazara fi halalina wa haramina, meaning that they know what are the forbidden actions, what are the prohibited actions, meaning those people who are jurists. Wa arafa ahkamina, they know the Islamic laws. Falyardo bi hakaman, they need to be happy with him being the judge. And this part is important. Fa inni qad ja'altuhu alaykum hakima, I have appointed him as a hakim, as a ruler, as a judge for you. This is one of the important narrations in this regard.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah. So, according to this ahadith, are we recommended to follow a wali faqih jurisprudentially speaking or no, theologically speaking? I mean, is it a faqih look or kalami look now?
Again,
because it might be very much different. If it is a faqih one, so different fuqaha can have different opinions. But if it is a kalami one, then, for example, by the direct order of an imam, it is a must for its followers to follow.
Again, this is a matter of discussion among the even Shia scholars in our time. And some people believe that it is only a matter of fiqh or jurisprudence, but some believe that no, it's a matter of theology. And I think that this concept can be proved from both concepts, especially if we also accept the rational arguments. So I believe that from both perspectives, this can be proved. So even if it is not proved, I mean, for some people, if it is not proved from the jurisprudence, they can take theological arguments into considerations. Also, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاء, the scholars are the heirs for the prophets. Again, a very general narration about the ulama, but there is a very important letter by Imam Zaman, may Allah hasten his reappearance, in which he was answering the questions of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And
the Tawqi'.
Exactly, the Tawqi'. It was delivered to the Imam by his second deputy, Muhammad ibn Uthman. And answering one of the questions, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, said, وَأَمَّا الْحَوَادِثُ الْوَاقِعَ فَارْجِعُوا فِيهَا إِلَىٰ رُوَاتِ حَدِيثِنَا. This is one of the most important narrations regarding the concept of the guardianship of a faqih, because this is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he is talking about the time of major occultation. He is talking about الْحَوَادِثُ الْوَاقِعَ, what happened for you, I mean, new coming issues. For them, refer to رواتِ حَدِيثَنَا.
Yes.
Those people who narrate narrations from us, فَإِنَّهُمْ حُجَّةِ عَلَيْكُمْ. They are حُجَّة, they are proof, my proofs, over you, وَأَنَا حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ, and I am a divine proof. As I mentioned, many Shia scholars, they have referred to this narration to prove the idea of...
Is it authentic? Is it saga?
It is a matter of discussion, again, among the scholars. We have some Shia scholars who have some points regarding the authenticity of narrations, and some Shia scholars who believe in its authenticity. At the end of the day, we are dealing with an issue in both theology and jurisprudence, and it is very normal to have these disagreements. Mm-hmm. And that is why, as I mentioned, those scholars who believe in this concept, some of them, they mentioned rational arguments. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they prefer to mention the narrations, and some refer to both. So it's not a matter of consensus among all the Shia scholars.
That's all right.
Just one last point, because this Tawqi' is very, famous in this regard. And some people claim that this narration does not refer to Wilayat al-Faqih, because as you mentioned, it is talking about Ruwat al-Hadithana.
Yes.
Those people who narrate the narrations, not the scholars, not the jurists. But the point is that the Imam is talking and is answering the questions of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And Ishaq himself is one of the narrators of the narrations. So Ruwat al-Hadithana does not simply refer to any person who may narrate the narrations from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, the Imam could have told him that if for Hawadith al-Waqa, for any issue, you may act upon your understanding. No, the Imam says that فَرْجِعُوا فِيهَا إِلَىٰ رُوَاتِ حَدِيثَنَا. So it is more than simply narrating the narrations. And the other point is that the other narrations refer to the fact that this Rawi, this narrator of the narration, should be a person who knows the forbidden from the, halal issues, from the permitted actions. وَعَرَفَ أَحْكَامَنَا, those people who know the Islamic law. So it's not only the matter of being a narrator of the narration, you need to be
not necessarily be a narrator of hadith.
No,
isn't it?
Necessarily should be more than that.
The guardianship
of faqih is referring to a person. In Hawadith al-Waqia, we should not only simply follow a person who may narrate the narrations, but that does not have any understanding.
Okay.
He's not mujtahid. No.
The
other narrations, and also this narration, I believe in and of itself, prove that we need to follow well-qualified mujtahid.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karim. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husaynin وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا الآن لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن